100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Hump day. Let's get it.
Good morning,
Stephen. Starting up and about. I feel like I am. You know, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it.
Absolutely.
Like
every day.
I feel like today I am feeling very tired.
Oh, but you look all right, though.
If I just pretend I'm up and about for long enough, eventually I will drag myself up and about.
Yeah, your body will absolutely believe it.
That is my plan for today, for the time being anyway. I see you've already, you know, worked a fair way through that coffee in front of you.
I'm actually like a third, like two-thirds of the way through. And I literally made it 2 minutes ago.
Could be one of those days, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Anyway, of course, we are feeling, I guess, the extra pressure without Crevo here this week.
Still out, the poor bugger.
I know. Every day we keep saying, I am, you know, sounding a bit like a broken record now. I keep saying he'll be back tomorrow. You know what? I reckon he'll be back tomorrow.
I think he's going to take the rest of the week off. That's my theory.
No.
He'll
be back tomorrow.
He just wants an extra holiday. That's what he wants.
I don't think that's it at all. I don't remember. In the time that Crevo and I have worked together, I reckon this is the first time I can remember he's had time off for being sick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
he deserves it then.
My point is, you know, if he's taking sick time off, he must be crook. But fingers crossed he'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, of course, we've got plenty of fun to be had today. Prizes galore, I believe, which is good.
Yes.
Fuel cards up for grabs.
More nights tickets.
Nights tickets up for grabs. Don't you worry about it. It's only local winners here.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie, save me from my misery, because clearly I'm in all sorts. What's going on with this pedestrian tunnel at Newcastle Beach?
Yeah, so the pedestrian tunnel at Newcastle Beach has entered its home stretch this week, so it's almost finished. We have graffiti artist Nicholas Stewart, who's been commissioned to do that artwork.
I like the name. Nicholas Stewart.
What's his artistic name? What's his stage name?
Now, I hope I'm saying this right. Olus One.
That sounds like a new technology that's come out, like AI technology. Olus One.
Well, you'd know that if your name is, what was it, Nicholas Stewart.
Yeah.
It's not cool enough to be a graffiti artist.
No, it's not.
Well, it is spelt with a K, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was a bit too private school-esque to be getting out the
hands. Yeah. Well, I've looked him up and he has a few pretty cool artworks. So he's got sort of that natural colouring and that real graffiti style, like hefty line work and everything. So I'm pretty keen to see what he's cooking up.
Yeah. I wonder how cheap and nasty it's going to look, though. Because some graffiti can look really cheap.
Oh, but some of it looks unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm sceptical.
Don't be sceptical. I trust that New Italy would have found the best.
Absolute best. Definitely. I've also seen he's done a few things, like I'm pretty sure he's done some artwork for a few breweries around as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool then.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's socially acceptable.
Do you remember, Ari, BJ before Jackie?
Yes.
We all did our little, I guess, ideas for what we thought should be in the mural.
Oh, yeah.
So I believe, if my memory serves me right, that you wanted a lot of jets over the roof.
Yeah, the actual planes to also signify.
Williamtown
Rough Base, as well as a duopoly of the Newcastle Jets, our soccer team. So, yeah.
I remember I wanted them to make it a replica of the dance floor at Cambo to keep that forever, because obviously that's just recently closed.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Do you reckon either of us have got a chance, Jackie, or no?
Look. Maybe he's taken inspiration and... Yeah, we'll see.
Jackie says no to that one, I think.
Yeah, well, I think our suggestions were still pretty good. All right, let's change pace. My God, I'm in all sorts as well. 3 teenagers have been charged, Jackie. What's going on?
Yeah, so this feels like a story that's all too familiar. A stolen car, it's got teenagers, and it's got a police chase as well. Three teenagers have been charged following a police pursuit across Newcastle. So they failed to stop in Glebe Road at Adamstown, and they were followed all the way to Tomago. Yes.
That's a big pursuit.
I know. And then in an alleged stolen Audi as well. So
you know they're going pretty fast.
Yeah. So they've been pulled out of the car of two 15-year-old boys who have been charged with alleged break and enters, and then a 14-year-old girl.
You know what? It all just sounds like a plot to, you know, Grand Theft Auto or something like that. I mean, what are these kids doing?
Sort it out. We're becoming the new Queensland.
I know.
It's no good. Honestly, it's like, I hope they, you know, get more than just a slap on the wrist. Yeah. Yeah. We need to, yeah, I don't know. We need to stop this at the source because it's becoming a real problem.
They've got too much confidence.
They absolutely do. It's unbelievable. And anyway, someone needs to put them in their place. It's not me. Someone with more authority.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Speaking of singers, one of my favourite performers of all time has been in a little bit of hot water this week.
Right.
Okay. So reports have been released.
I'm interested to see who one of your favourite singers of all time is.
Look, it's no surprise. Knowing me and what my tastes are, you're not going to be surprised. I'm talking about Bruno Mars.
One for the short kings.
Yes.
Let's get it.
24 karat magic. So, yeah, like I said, he's been in hot water financially.
Right.
So rumours have been kind of spread around and popping up that he's racked up $50 million in debt with a casino in Las Vegas.
That is one big night, isn't it?
Well, it's not over one big night. But apparently, so he's been in Las Vegas for quite a few years now, about several years doing his residency and whatnot.
Right.
So he's performing.
Is his residency with this same casino?
It appears to be. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So it's a casino giant called MGM or something like that. Some Park MGM or whatever it's called. So being there for several years, you're obviously going to have a couple of, you know, funky nights out. You're going to get on the games, bit on the booze, you know, all that type of jazz. So an insider source has basically said that because he's in so much debt, this casino owns him right now.
So do you reckon, like, during the intermission of your show or, like, you got a little break, he's just going and having a quick, you know?
Yeah, go upstairs and
quick game on roulette or, you
could
know?
Could be. We don't know. There's no information about that, but it'll be after the shows, you know, when he's got nothing to do on a Wednesday or something like that. He's probably just going on the pokies or whatever.
$50 million is an obscene amount of money, isn't it?
Racked up over any type amount of years. I couldn't even do that over 30, let alone 7.
Now, I have read that MGM are denying this claim.
Yeah, so this only came out, like, last night or yesterday afternoon. That they've released a statement saying, this is absolutely not true. We respect Bruno. You know, he respects us. We have a great relationship, blah, blah, yappity, yappity. But, you know, it's just saying that he's not actually in the red. So it's not, this is not true.
They would say that, though.
That's what I mean.
It's my gut feeling.
Like, I reckon he has some debt.
I don't know. I just feel like that's exactly what they would say.
Mm.
They own him, especially as well. Like, casinos have a bad rep as it is.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So if someone like Bruno Mars is losing that kind of money at a casino, it looks so bad for them, I think. So they would come out and say, nah, there's no debt, even if there is some.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be. And especially, he has an entourage that he, like, hangs out with all the time. He performs with them. I forget what they're called. They're a group
of
whatever name. But, yeah, so I reckon it's their debt as well as his, I reckon, because he can't rack up $50 million.
I just want to see him go on world tour again. So he needs to get rid of this debt.
Yep, and then come to Australia. Yeah, come to Newcastle. Come thanks, Bruno.
Yeah, come on. McDonald Jones Stadium. We'll see you there.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So yesterday, in shock and disappointment, we had a chat behind the scenes, you and I, yesterday, Stephen, about, you know, oh, You don't really go to Lake Macquarie areas very often because you're a newie boy. Like, you live in the CBD, basically.
Basically, there's not a lot of reason for me to get out that way.
Well, I was very surprised because I had to ask you point blank yesterday, have you ever been to, like, Warners Bay, Spears Point area? You go, where's that? Don't know where that is.
No, that's just slanderous. And my lawyers will be talking to your lawyers because that's not true.
Okay,
I played five-a-side at Spears Point for, you know, ages. I've been, I go through that area. You know, Warners Bay, I love Warners at the Bay, I love Pippies.
Ladies and gentlemen, he knows what Piffy's is.
Yeah, don't worry. I have frequented in those areas, just not that frequently.
Well, you played a bit dumb yesterday then, because you're like, I don't know what Warner's Bay Esplanade is, and I nearly fell off my seat.
Well, is that where Piffy's is, or is there...
It's a bit further around the lake.
Okay, I actually don't know. I was like, is that a shopping centre, or...
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. It's just cafes and all that jazz. But you have to go there. You have to spend some time actually on the Esplanade because there's eclectic cafes. They've got the best coffee in town there. It's fantastic.
I think as well on the lake there, the view is phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
Like it is. People rave on and on about Newcastle's beaches, but I think maybe the best views you'll find
into Lake Mac
is Lake.
Yeah, especially when you've got like Friday night when you've got nothing else to do. You can listen to some music in the pavilion. You can, go to Cannon. Yeah, it's the best. So, you inspired me yesterday to go back there and walk around the lake. So it was beautiful yesterday afternoon.
There you go. I might have to do the same myself.
You do.
I've got a bit of a PSA, right?
Okay.
Because the telcos are continuing to shut down the 3G network.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about this.
Now, like, TPG was the first to do it, and they did it probably about a month ago or 6 weeks ago or something like that. Telstra and Optus are set to follow pretty soon as well.
Right.
So they haven't shut theirs down just yet, but by all accounts, it looks like it's going to happen in the very near future.
Mm.
Now, I've heard a lot of discourse kind of out and around on the streets that people are like, oh, I haven't used the 3G network in years, you know? Oh, I've been on 4G or now 5G started to roll out.
Yeah, I think most people are right now, aren't they?
So there's a lot of people who are kind of like, this is non-news.
Yes.
What's the point of talking about this? But I feel like this needs to be discussed because Communications Minister Michelle Rowland has kind of warned people that she reckons they won't realise that they have 3G only handsets or that their 4G handsets rely on 3G for 000 calls.
Right. So what you're saying is if we get rid of 3G altogether, well, what's going to happen to the emergency calls?
Well, some people will be stranded without access to emergency services.
Wow.
So this is the one that got me. It's the kicker where I was like, hold on, it's probably worth checking your phone.
Yeah.
That, you're not one of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've obviously learnt our lesson the hard way, unfortunately, in recent times about the importance of 000 access. We had that Optus shutdown.
Oh, yeah, the outage.
Yeah, a couple months ago and people were left stranded. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, we've been burnt before.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get burnt again. Let's move our hand away from the flame.
Okay.
And try and prevent this from happening again. So the government is calling on major telcos to contact affected customers and provide advice/information. But I don't know, who knows when that'll happen. So I thought I'd give you a bit of a shout out now because this is affecting almost 750,000 Aussies.
Oh my gosh. And is this like regionally or rurally or something?
More rurally than in the cities.
Okay.
But obviously, like my grandparents live metro, they'll be affected. Old handsets.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so it's not so much that like all of us here would have pretty up-to-date technology and stuff like that.
Mm.
But you got to look out for your parents and their parents as well and kind of just make sure that even if they are on the 4G network, which is going to continue to run, they're not shutting that down.
Yeah, thank God.
That their handset does not rely on the 3G network to make those emergency calls because you'd hate for the worst to happen and them not be able to get help.
Well, that's interesting that you say all this. Because I did not know that it could affect such handsets. And my parents, they still use home phones, handsets, all that type of stuff. So I'm going to have to go home and try and explain this to them. They won't have a clue.
Well, that's it. Like 750,000 Aussies. That's probably about, what's our population? 25 mil or something like that?
Oh, maybe.
Like 1 in 30-ish? That's a fair chunk of the population that's going to be affected by this.
That's good maths, by the way. That's good from you.
I don't think that's correct, but I think it'll be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, sure. You can gather it. Yeah.
But yeah, like roughly 1 in 30.
Yeah.
That's, someone is likely to be affected by this.
Yeah.
So make sure you just do a double check and check in on your loved ones as well before this 3G network gets shut down.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, I feel like, Ari, Vegemite is one of Australia's you know, favourite all-rounders.
Oh, absolutely. It's what we're known for.
And you can put Vegemite in basically anything, yep. You know. They've got, you know, obviously they've had in the past Vegemite-flavoured chips and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You put it in sandwiches, put toasties. It on a cracker even, yeah, and yes. Toasties. You can put it in, I don't know how you feel about this, Ari, being Italian, in your spaghetti bolognese.
No, in the bin.
No, well, you can put it in. That's a nice bit of flavour. Anyway, we can agree to disagree on that one.
Yep.
But it seems like there's nothing Vegemite can't do because Australian scientists have discovered that the brewer's yeast, which is, of course, the main ingredient in Vegemite.
Basically, it is all yeast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That yeast can be used for metal recovery.
How does that work?
It seems wild, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So researchers say through the process of absorption, where particles or molecules bind to the top layer of a solid,
mm-hmm.
metals can be pulled from the yeast surface by acid treatment, allowing them to separate out metals like aluminium, copper, zinc.
Mm, I don't know. This doesn't sound right to me. Like, do they, like, melt down the Vegemite pot and then they put their coins and stuff in there, or?
Well, I don't know. It's my understanding is that they, can, I guess, bind the metal with the, you know, like, assortment of metal and stuff like that with the yeast. And then with, like, a certain chemical, they can bring a selective metal to the top, which then they can take off and then, like, recycle it.
That's cool.
I think is the dumbed-down version of the very complicated science that these, you know, Australian researchers are doing.
Right.
But what they think it could be really handy for is a solution for helping us with our ever-growing e-waste problem.
Okay, so how does that work?
So they could use it to help recycle, like, phones, laptops, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the yeast can be recycled up to 5 times, so it can be reused to recover different metals, making it one of the cheapest, easily available and safest ways to recycle these metals.
Sounds very environmentally friendly as well.
Well, that's it. So if you're environmentally conscious and you're sitting at the supermarket, maybe you're at, like, you know, Waratah Village at the Coles there,
yeah.
And you're thinking, what do I want on me toast this week? Maybe go the environmental route. Maybe get yourself some Vegemite and look after the environment.
Oh, gosh, this is interesting.
Well, I don't know. Science is crazy and Vegemite is Australia's proudest.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Ah, Stephen, tonight's the night. It's the big move-in night with my partner Mitch. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, so for a bit of context, over the next couple of weeks, you and Mitch are essentially house-sitting at his parents' place.
Correct.
While they're off gallivanting around the world.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, exciting.
Yes.
I guess first night, though, first impressions do count of you guys living together.
Yes, I have all my bags packed, ready to go, so hopefully there's enough room for me there.
Is it your night in charge of cooking tonight?
Well, I did say on the show yesterday that my deal, my shtick, as part of my audition to be a housewife, would be that I would cook every night. So this is the first meal that I'm going to cook for him.
A bit of pressure around that then.
There is. Ooh. I did ask him what he would like.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, what's on the menu?
Well, everybody loves a bit of steak. Well-cooked steak, that is. I know. I've done myself in there. I know. I've only cooked steak once in my life.
That is maybe the least safe option you could have gone with.
But he didn't want anything else, so I'm stuck with it.
Look, I'm sure you'll absolutely smash it. I'm sure you do a good job. I don't want to put any unnecessary fear or doubt in your mind. So that's all I'll say about that.
God, I am a little bit worried.
Steak on the menu tonight, though, for you.
It's kind of caused a bit of a stir online, and it's about this just moral and social dilemma, and I think we need to talk about it. So a situation has unfolded on a flight. Pretty sure it's Australian flight. Basically, a woman was flying across the country over the Christmas period, and she had booked 2 seats on this flight. Okay, she claims it's due to her size, you know, her natural size.
Right, so she wants a bit of extra room.
She does,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
A bit extra, paying some extra for some comfort, you know.
And doing the courteous thing as well, I suppose, which is good.
Yeah, that's right. However, when she boarded the flight and sat down on the plane, a woman within the same row as her saw that there was a spare seat next to the woman who had booked it. and asked if she could squeeze herself onto one seat, in quotation marks there, and to put her 18-month-old baby in that spot. So basically she's saying, can you just, like, not have two seats and let my child sit there?
Right, okay.
Let alone, just to clarify, this woman had paid for this extra
seat.
So
it's not like she just got lucky, because sometimes you do win the airplane lottery, and you manage to get, like, sometimes even a full row to yourself, and you're like, oh my God, how good's this?
Yeah, look at all this room I have now.
But
yeah,
she has paid for that extra ticket.
She's paid for it, correct.
Right, okay.
So since she had purchased that particular spot, she just flatly refused. And I think, you know, the flight attendant came down and she tried to help defuse the situation and say, oh, sorry, would it be okay if she put her child there? And then she goes, look, no, I'm sorry, I paid for that. No. So she won. She won the argument. She got to keep her seat where it is. But this, like I said, has divided the internet. You know, lots of people saying, oh, no, you should have just let the kids sit there. What's
your problem? Of course you should have.
Really?
Yeah, of course you should let the kids sit there.
No, I think that you've paid for that right of a spot. That's like, what, an extra couple of $100s maybe? You don't know. Flying across the country, that's not cheap.
I know it's not. But what happened to the, like, the, you know, the Australian spirit? Helping a brother out, helping a sister in arms out, you know? Like, someone's there, they're juggling an 18-month-old.
Mm.
Obviously, that's not a fun experience for anyone.
But usually,
if there's a little bit of extra room there, it's not like the 18-month-old's going to take up the whole, you know, the whole seat. There's probably still extra room there.
Yeah, but parents are supposed to, like, keep babies and stuff on their laps, I'm pretty sure, on flights. So, look, I'm 100% on this woman's side who bought the extra seat for
selfish.
Herself. No!
Selfish.
You want to be comfortable during the flight.
Look, 4967-4105 is our number to call up. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs today as well.
Yes.
I mean, the price of fuel extortionate at the moment. So if you want to get your hands on those fuel cards, I guess, what are we doing? Is it right or wrong for this lady to give up her seat?
Yeah, absolutely. Should she be giving it up for the child, or should she just keep it for herself?
Well, you seem to think that she has every right to keep it herself.
100%.
I think you've got to help out your fellow Australians. It's what we pride ourselves on as a nation. All right, we'll head to the phones. We'll go to Belmont first. Jessica, what are your thoughts on this?
Honestly, I think it's perfectly fine for her to say no.
Really?
Yeah, because honestly, with the cost of living nowadays, the fact that you're willing to even do the courtesy of paying that extra seat because of, like, all the issues, especially with weight and all that. But honestly, I think it's perfectly fine for her to say no. She wants the comfortability of having that extra room for herself, but having a little infant next to you, it could make it honestly a little bit more difficult, and especially, like, depending on how long of a flight it was.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It could definitely make it a little bit more harder for her.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Jessica.
There you go. Another selfish Nova Castri.
Oh, yeah. Be careful there. Be nice. All right, let's head to our next caller. Terry, good morning in Tuggeranong. So what are your thoughts on this, right or wrong?
I reckon no. She shouldn't have to give up a seat. She's paid for that extra seat for the comfort of herself, but also other people. She thought of other people, not just herself. And I wouldn't be wasting my money on an extra seat to give up to a child.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point as well. It comes down to affordability by the sounds of it. It's like, well, you paid for it, you get what you pay for.
Terry's done a pretty good job there of deflating my selfish argument. he's deflated me a fair bit here. We'll go to Maitland next. Kylie, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, the Australian spirit when it comes to aeroplane seating does not exist.
No way.
It's her seat. She paid for it. And, you know, that parent should have bought the seat for the 18-month-old. No way.
So you reckon that the airplane is like the Wild West? It's just lawless, is it?
100%. Free for all. You paid for it. Do not move.
Right. Okay. There you go. Apparently, I guess it's international airs, isn't it? So
yeah.
It doesn't count as, like, you don't have to be in the Australian spirit when you're in the air.
Exactly right. So that's three people on my side. Let's go to our last caller. Let's go to Peter in Tomago. Good morning, Peter. Peter, what are your thoughts?
Good morning. No, there's no way she should give that up. Like, if she wanted a bigger seat and she can't afford business class and she's gone and done it this way, that's all on her. Like, that's her seat.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think she's got every right to keep that seat? She shouldn't have to give it away?
Oh, completely, mate. If I could afford a second seat and turn around and put my feet up, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, me too, I have to say. Yeah.
There you go. Well,
4 from 4.
4 for you. So it pains me to do this, Ari, but unfortunately, I have to give you this one.
Woohoo! That's right.
You've won it. Clean sweep as well. Newcastle saying no way that she should have to give up the seat. And if you want a seat for your baby, pay for it, apparently.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is your chance to win yourself some night's tickets.
Yes.
Like we said, Sunday evening they are playing and they own the Sunday evening spot.
They do.
Three of a Kind is the name of the game. 4967 4105 to join us, of course. And last time we played the Storm at home, we had that resounding win last year. I remember being there. Unbelievable. You want to be a part of this? Of course, join us now. Let's meet our contestants playing Three of a Kind this morning.
Let's do it.
We'll head first to East Maitland. Morning, Alex. How's things?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
Very well, mate. You a big big Knights fan?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to go to the home team.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
You've got to be a Novacaster and go for it.
Absolutely you do, through thick and thin. And fingers crossed I get a massive result this weekend. Well, up against you, I guess trying to steal those Knights tickets away from you, who have we got?
Oh, we've got Grant from Spears Point. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Feeling great. Better now that you've joined us. You got much planned for the weekend?
Not really, mate. Just have a lazy weekend after work all week.
Yeah, well, perfect. Let's get you to the Knights then. Well, fingers crossed, of course. You're versing Alex for these tickets. We've got, of course, the scoring works first of two, best of three. And you guys got to remember, your name is your buzzer. So, Alex, can you test your buzzer for us first?
Alex.
Lovely. Grant, you're next.
Grant.
Perfect. All right, let's get into this, lads. Like I said, first of two, best of three. Best of luck to both of you. The first one I've got is Smith's, Pringles, Red Rock Deli.
Grant.
Grant was quickest there.
Potato chips.
Chips is correct. Nice. Well done. One on the board to Grant. All right.
Okay.
Next one I have for the two of you is swing, seesaw, slide.
Grant.
Grant was quickest again there.
Hey.
What was that, sorry?
A kid's swing set.
Yeah, so we got... I can't give you that, unfortunately. Yeah.
What was it?
Well, no, we'll go to Alex. Do you have any idea?
Playground equipment?
Playground equipment was exactly the answer I was looking for.
Okay.
So there we go. One apiece. We head to a tiebreaker. Best of luck to both of you. Last one is mozzarella, Jarlsberg, cheddar.
All great there.
Cheese
is... Correct. Well done.
Suspense.
Well done, mate. We'll give you one of these.
Awesome job, Grant. You're off to the Knights, man.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem at all.
Hey, Alex, as our runner-up, you want to have a crack tomorrow?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not indeed?
Perfect.
Of course, happening same time, same place tomorrow. The station with only local winners. Yeah, massive fixture, of course, this weekend. The Knights at home taking on Melbourne Storm.
Oh, yes,
in a team that always brings a battle.
Yeah.
It should be an absolutely incredible game. Joining us ahead of this fixture is Knights' new star recruit, Tom Jenkins. Tom, thanks for joining us. How's things?
Hey, guys. How are you? Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're very well, mate. Before we look at this week's game, obviously heartbreaking last week. How's kind of the feeling around the camp at the moment?
The boys obviously really disappointed post game. Like as you said, it was an annoying result in the end.
Mm.
But then new week started. On it. We reviewed Cowboys yesterday and went through the things that we need to fix and what went wrong. And but yeah, obviously quickly shifted to the Storm this week, and we're excited.
Yeah, got to look ahead.
Absolutely. On a personal level for you, the game last week was your 23rd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, belated from us. Did you manage to do anything to celebrate, out for dinner or anything? Any of the guys look after you?
The boys looked after me. We just had like brekkie and stuff in the morning and went for a little walk, which was heaps good. You obviously can't do much when you play that night, but the boys looked after me. It was so good.
Oh, that's so important when you're new to a club as well, I guess, that the guys get around you for events like that.
Well, that's what I mean. And speaking of, you know, what's your experience been like with the Knights so far? You know, like, obviously on the pitch and also off, in the training sessions, in the sheds. What's it like with them?
Yeah, it's so good. Like, obviously I came from Penrith and I've been there for a few years, so I was pretty close with a few of the boys, or most of the boys.
Wow.
Not most, but all, but... No, the boys from day one pre-season were so good, like just so inviting, so welcoming and stuff, which made like my life so much easier moving in.
Good to hear.
To a new club, yeah, that was so good.
Well, it's good that the boys have been inviting, but of course this Sunday is your first game in front of, you know, the McDonald Jones crowd.
Ooh.
As a Knights player. Do you ever remember coming here as a visitor and like kind of, are you excited to see what the Knights fans got to bring?
Yeah, I've been here twice. I came here for a cup game one day and I feel like the crowd was the biggest I've ever had for a cup game, and I was the opposition, so you can imagine that.
Yeah.
But obviously I was here the week before, and it was packed out. It was so nuts. I was dreading. I wish I was out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so this weekend's going to be so good.
Yes.
So hopefully everyone buys their tickets and gets out and supports us, because... obviously, it's disappointing results the last 2 weeks, but I'm sure we can turn it around.
Well, and you've had a few players out this week as well. Is it just kind of next man up mentality at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely that mentality, and it's not just putting people in who aren't ready. It's putting people in who are definitely ready, that are always knocking the door down to get that shot and be in that side. So. Everyone that's there definitely deserves to be there.
Well, a happy belated birthday once again from us to you, Tom. Good luck on the weekend, mate. Fingers crossed you can get the chockies.
Thanks so much, guys.
No worries, of course. Remember, the Knights are playing this Sunday, McDonald Jones Stadium, in that Sunday evening kickoff against the Storm.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Allegra.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Allegra Norman. I am 8 years old in year 3 at Merriweather Heights Public School. And I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is warm and cloudy, possible showers later today, tops of 28 degrees. Right now in Cooks Hill, it's 21 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh my God, I feel like we have to give one of these. You have absolutely smashed it.
Well done.
Oh, I feel like... It's not often that we get a Weather Whiz Kid who reads, like, pronunciation.
Yes.
Like, you know, not pronunciation, sorry. I guess grammar. Reads, like, the commas, reads, you know, the stops and the pauses.
Reads to the proper script, yeah.
Absolutely smashed it. I mean, Ari, you were a newsreader back in your day.
I was, correct.
Impressed with Allegra's read?
Oh, very impressed. For someone your age, oh, your diction was perfect. You said every word right. Yep. 10 out of 10.
Now, you do have a bit of time here, obviously, on air. Your little 5 minutes of fame. Anyone you want to shout out, Allegra?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my grand and pop. They're hoping for a bit of rain to fill their dams in Bulla
Dealer. Are they?
Perfect.
They hoping for a bit of rain. Well, fingers crossed for them, it comes their way. And for you, congratulations, Allegra. You've scored yourself your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. So you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, stay all day. They're open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at Kids World play.com.au, or just like Allegra, you can get online, fill out a little couple, I don't know, it's like 2 seconds of a form, or get mum and dad to do it, more importantly.
Yes.
And then you win yourself just for free doing it. All you gotta do, 30 seconds of work, you get yourself a party. Well done, Allegra. You should be so proud.
Great job.
And like I said, newfm.com.au is the place to register moving forward.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something that is also very dramatic, and I don't even know how to feel about this one, guys. Taking time off work, right? Okay. Lots of women do it when, you know, they become pregnant and they need to, you know, go and have their child and whatnot. You have maternity leave. So this is a very normal thing to do. And now also men, they have paternity leave.
Of course.
They take a couple of weeks to a couple of months off, you know, to help raise and kind of settle in with their new bub. But now there's something that's come to light over in the UK. A survey has found that it isn't enough for some people just to have maternity leave. It found that more than half of Brit dog owners feel that they should be entitled to the same rights and take off time as parents as humans have, but what they're calling as paternity leave. So if you're a pet owner, you should be able to have the same rights and take some time off work.
So what's this? If you get yourself a new puppy, you can take a month off to like house train it and stuff?
Something like that. So like if your dog gets sick, you know, or you got to take him to the vets or something happens to the dog.
Right. So paternity leave,
yes,
is the term they're throwing over all absences you would need to look after a pet.
Correct.
So vet visits, you know, all that kind of stuff. Dog sick at home, all that kind of stuff. They want to be able to take time off.
Yeah, because some people view their dogs as, you know, they're fur babies. You know, they're part of the family. They are part of the family, but they're treating them as their own children. So that's what they mean. They're like, we are entitled to these rights, same as human parents are.
Now, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah.
But my gut feeling from the way that you have, I guess, put this story across to us is that you think this is a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, a little bit. I think this is a bit crazy. You know, it's too much. Like, I totally understand that you need to take your dog to the vets if they get sick, or you want to stay at home with them, you know, just for a bit of love and care and support. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe you should be taking weeks off at a time for this.
No, but you can take a day off, and surely that could count as. I'm pretty sure a lot of companies allow that if you're like kids sick, you can take sick leave for your children. Mm. I guess, like you said, dogs are fur babies. Mm. If it's just you and your like pet dog or pet cat at home,
yeah,
and you're the sole person responsible for them, I guess you would have to take a day off to look after them.
Well, yeah, but like this specific survey though, British pet owners, more than half, so this is like over like 50, yeah, so it's like 67% or something like that, that want, you know, to have so much time off. So I believe it's a farce. I don't think you should be doing it.
I think you should get paternity leave. I think it's a I think it's a clever way to coin this leave, and I think it is necessary. If you are if you're the sole person responsible for that animal, it is your duty of care to look after them, and you should be able to do that, and you should be able to take sick leave off to do it, I reckon.
No. See, if you have a dog and you're the only person who's looking after it, you got to think better, you know? Find, like, a family member who's, like, down the M1 or something to
go. Not an option for everyone. Clearly, we're going nowhere in a hurry here, you and I, Ari. So we'll let Newcastle decide, hey? Mm-hmm. 4964105 is the number to call. We've got $100 fuel cards up for grabs.
Oh, yes.
We just want to know, is paternity leave, should it be a thing? Mm. And of course, we say paternity leave regarding the pets. Do you think this should be something that is granted to owners of cats and dogs?
Mm.
We'll head to Tomago first. Peter, what are your thoughts on this paternity leave?
Mate, that is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Honestly, could you imagine it? Imagine a job interview do you own a pet? Yes. Next.
No, they're part of the family.
No, you turn into a liability.
No, that is outrageous. You know what? We're going to have to agree to disagree, but however, that is one on your side, Ari. Unbelievably. Yeah. I cannot believe that.
Peter makes good sense, so fair enough. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, let's get on to our next caller now. Let's head to Kathleen in Dungog. Kathleen, what are your thoughts on paternity?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Coming from somebody who has a fur baby and I love with everything I have, if she was sick, and I work full time, so please remember that.
Yep.
And I do get the opportunity sometimes to be able to take her to the vets when she's sick. Mm. And I actually think I should. She's my responsibility.
Of course.
She relies on me. So why shouldn't I be able to take the day off?
Okay.
I agree. And they're part of the family. And for people to say otherwise, I think just is absolutely ludicrous. Anyway, that is one on my team, which means we're one apiece.
Okay.
Do we have time to go to a decider?
Well, we should. I think we should.
It's only fair, isn't it? Otherwise, yes. We've settled absolutely nothing this morning. We'll head to Aberglaston. Trent, what are your thoughts on this paternity leave?
Mate, I haven't stopped laughing since you've asked the question about, I reckon it's silly as.
What's silly about it?
Oh, mate, I've got a dog myself, and if we ever go away, or I'm going to be away for some time, or I've always got a family member I drop her off to, or they come and stay at our place. So okay. She doesn't feel left out, and she gets treated like a child.
But some people don't have that luxury, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Australia.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I feel like if you're their sole responsibility, you should be able to take them. But, hey, unfortunately, you've won this one, Ari. I'm going to have to give you one of these.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on now. See, I told you, I make sense all the time. Like, I make perfect sense. My arguments are valid, and Newcastle tends to agree.
Well, I can't believe it. I can't believe you've gotten away with that. Anyway, I digress. I'm going to have to give you the win. Seems like paternity leave is on the out. Newcastle, find a babysitter, I suppose.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday I had some life admin to attend to, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
My partner Siobhan and I, we headed to the Big Smoke, headed down the M1 to Sydney. Honestly, it is carnage.
On a Tuesday afternoon?
Oh, just chaos. Like, honestly, I'm baffled at how difficult this, what should be such, you know, easy task,
yep,
turned into such a debacle so quickly.
Well, you just have to, like, drive down one road.
Well, you take one wrong turn, and yep, all of a sudden your GPS says, oh, that's an extra 25 minutes to your trip.
Oh.
You think, oh, my God. That was only the start of our problems, though.
Right.
Once I got into the Sydney CBD, decided that I was going to use a Wilson parking lot to just, leave my car there. I thought, you know what, that'll be safe, secure. It might be a bit more expensive than, you know, parking on the road.
You put too much faith in those Wilson car parks.
Oh, my God. Do you want to have a guess, hazarded a guess, how much it cost me?
I'm going to say,
I was there for context.
Yeah.
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Hour and 15.
Not long.
On a work day as well. Oh, I'm going to say $30.
$30 I would have taken in a heartbeat.
Oh, $69.86. Are you kidding me? $69. Oh, my God.
I was there for, little over an hour.
Just be thankful you live in Newcastle.
Oh, no. I've never been more thankful of our dire parking situation. I thought the parking was bad in Newey. Oh, my God. I have been mistaken. Anyway, all done and dusted. Thank God.
In case you missed it, the great and global variation of the game, Where's Wally, has now wrapped up, apparently, allegedly, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So, of course, we're talking about the disappearance of Princess Kate Middleton after she had abdominal surgery ages ago now.
Or so they'll have us believe.
Yes.
They'll have us believe she's had abdominal surgery.
Well, this is what we're talking about today. Now, she has resurfaced, apparently.
Right.
She was filmed, or snapped rather, whatever you want to call it, walking with hubby Prince William at the Windsor Farm Shop. So it's like just off the castle there. But the conspiracy theories, they're debating whether or not this is actually staged or if it's actually her. So theorists have a feeling now that the woman who was snapped with William was not in fact Kate, but instead a body double. So this is the latest and greatest.
What are your thoughts? Because I think the footage is a bit suspect.
It is a bit suspect. I immediately thought, oh, there she is, everyone. She's okay. She's been found. But I've been watching this little piece of footage over and over again. It's not her. It can't be because she looks completely different. Well, like, she looks a lot thinner, but she was already thin to begin with. But her hair's different. I don't know, like her cheeks look different. It's not her.
The other thing is, trust is hard to earn, easy to lose.
Oh, of course it is.
And they've already lost our trust with this photoshopped image ahead of Mother's Day in the UK, which surfaced probably about a week or two ago, when they had, Charlotte's sleeve was wrong and, the hands were wrong and all that kind of stuff.
And all that jazz.
I feel like if they had just released this footage, or they didn't release it, or, whoever released this footage prior to that Photoshop scandal, we would be a lot less skeptical. of the footies than we are now. People probably wouldn't have even looked at it twice.
Mm. Well, people have been saying as well, you know, why is it taking so long for her to make an appearance? Why does she have to wait till after Easter or whatever it is when she said that she was going to come back into public eye? But, you know, there's things like, oh, you know, William's been cheating on her. She's been cheating on him behind the scenes. She's not allowed in the palace, or, you know, she's got a weird growth coming off her face. You know, she doesn't want anyone to see her.
Well, there's talks of, like, BBL before. And look, yes. Honestly, I'm in two minds about this. Obviously, I'm like, oh, leave her alone. She's recovering. I hope everything's all good.
Mm.
The other part of me is, this is the best thing that's happened to meme culture in a long, long time.
You're like, not wrong, eh?
Like, if you scroll, it'd take you all of about 20 seconds of scrolling on your TikTok feed to come across, a Kate meme at the moment.
Mm.
Have you got, like, favourites in particular that you're really latching onto at the moment?
Not really. I mean, the whole Where's Wally thing, which I keep talking about, I have seen one that's been floating around. They've just, like, photoshopped, like, a Where's Wally hat and shirt on her. And she's just, like, walking somewhere. So, like, that's probably my favourite.
My favourite theory at the moment.
Yeah.
And this is one that was brought to my attention by our producer, Scott Chippy Frappell, who is across this like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, he's got some killer theories.
Is that a lot of people, some people are speculating that she's disappeared at the moment because she's currently on set filming the latest series of Masked Singer.
Do you reckon she would do that?
I don't know. I think it'd be a bit of fun. It would be so funny if that is the outcome of this story in the end.
Yeah, prove everyone wrong. It's like, guys, I just wanted to do a reality show.
I don't know. I do hope everything's all right, though, because if they wanted to quash all the rumours.
Yep.
They should just come out and just go, she's here, it's all good, no dramas, you know, quick little video or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of doing all this sneaky behind our back stuff.
I know, it makes no sense. Just put her in front of a podium and put her with like a 5-minute speech, not even. There you go.
Well, we'll keep you up to date with all this as it, you know, progresses, mm-hmm. because this story has captivated not just the nation, the world alike.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the last we'll hear about Princess Kate.
UFM.
The Novos.
We move, I guess, just a little bit south to Melbourne, where a bakery has been hit by a crime of a different kind, right?
Okay.
It's all kind of, you know, it's all a bit of this. We'll set the scene for you.
Ooh.
An unsub approaches the bakery in the black of night and in all black to match.
Da, da, da.
Well, yeah, okay. We'll play this again. Tools in hand, you know, ready for the big job.
It's the heist.
But before a crime of this magnitude, one needs to be centred and one needs to be calm, right? You need to be, I guess, look within yourself and make sure that you are functioning at 100%.
Yeah, you got to be focused on what you're doing.
So before, you know, our unsub, as I'm calling him, the perpetrator, has decided to break into said bakery, they've decided to, on the footpath out the front of said bakery, do a full yoga session.
Is that video that's been popping up on the internet lately? And it's like someone just doing some weird positions like outside on
concrete? It is going viral. Yeah, that is probably the video. It's been posted by Philippa's Bakery, which is a store in Richmond, Victoria.
Okay.
And they've posted the footage, with the caption, "Seems like yoga is a must before breaking in." So they can see the funny side of it.
Yeah.
Now, this footage has got more than 6 million views on X.
Oh, my God.
It is going mega viral. And I think the reason it is so funny is because, like you alluded to, Ari, the state of the poses which are performed by this perpetrator, it's unbelievable.
Like, they're elaborate too. There's so many.
It's like downward dog and everything. Like, they've got the full, I don't know.
Salutations.
Yeah, I can't even name a lot of the poses that are being done here. But you know what? I feel like it probably is a smart thing to do. Make sure you stretch, limbered up, you know. And not only are you then physically ready for the task at hand, and you never know what you're going to have to overcome, if you're going to have to jump over things or run away quickly.
Yeah,
or
make it out of there.
Exactly. So you've got to be physically prepared. Also, have to be mentally prepared, which is where this kind of like yoga session comes into it. You know, they're just feeling their inner zen, getting themselves ready for this crime.
Yeah, before you become a criminal. Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not sure if the person got away with it on the night. That's, you know, not clear in this story. What I do know, though, is they probably will not get away with it moving forward because the footage clearly shows their face out the front here. Obviously, they haven't looked around for any you know, CCTV cameras or anything like that. But, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you've done a little bit of an oopsie-doopsie here.
Mm.
Do you reckon they were listening to Lil Wayne's meditation tape, which we played on the show a couple of weeks ago?
Lil
John, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't reckon so. I don't think she has any headphones in. I reckon she's just centering herself with, like, the sound of, like, the traffic around her or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't seem very scenic or, you know, serene in Richmond, Victoria. But anyway, I digress. Yeah, it looks like this perpetrator will be caught, and a pretty embarrassing crime at that. So if you're going to be bad, at least be good at it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday, Ari, after my big trip to Sydney, and it's a shame Cravo's not here because, you know, he goes to Sydney a fair bit for work. I guess you go a fair bit as well.
Yeah, I'm there all the time.
I could have used some advice. Had an absolute disaster of a day.
Yeah.
So came home and thought, you know what, I'm going to treat myself.
Mm.
And Siobhan and I went to Nui Fried Chicken for dinner.
Oh, it's one of your favourite places, isn't it?
Especially now that they've opened up on Lambton Road there, across from where that, like, futuristic KFC and all that is.
Oh,
Subway, yeah, yeah. So that's their new store. So they've opened up there a couple months ago. They moved out of the Newcastle Hotel.
Yes.
So obviously they're like 2 minutes from my house now.
Oh,
so anyway, I put an order in online and it said it would be a half hour wait. Oh. I thought on a Tuesday night, it probably won't be.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I'll put the order in and I'll rock up, you know, 15 minutes and see if they've got it done.
Yeah.
Anyway, rocked up there, you know, with the preface that I am 15 minutes early.
Yes.
And they were so apologetic, the staff. They're like, oh, mate, it's still 5 minutes away. Oh. Take a seat. Anyway, we sat down in the dining area.
Yep.
They brought us, you know, a couple glasses of cold water, looked after it. I was like, you don't have to do any of this.
Is it like a proper restaurant in
it
there?
It is like, it's an old style. It's kind of like an American diner themed kind of like decor, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, so we're sitting down in one of the booths and, yeah, they brought us cold water. It cost them absolutely nothing.
Wow.
But I thought, how good's this?
That's like, good customer service.
And we were there early. It was our fault that it wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, they looked after us. Food, exceptional as always. New fried chicken. They're kicking goals everywhere. Their merch is great. Their food's great. Their service is great.
Well,
so
you've sold me. I know where I'm going for dinner this week.
Yeah, treat yourself. And this singleton mum could have done with a bit of money in her back pocket.
What's happened? After being
stung at the checkout, right?
Oh, dear.
I mean, we are in the midst of a cost of living crisis at the moment. Pennies are hard to come by, especially spare ones. So when you get charged for something like this, it's outrageous. Mm. I'll set the scene for you.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to order a swing set for her kids off Big W.
Nice.
So, you know, she's, you know, put the order in. She put her address in, you know, tippy-tapping away online.
Mm-hmm.
And she's found, you know, had to double-check because when she looked through her order, she's found that the delivery fee from Big W to her place in Singleton was $4,466.
I'm sorry. You should buy a small car for that.
Well, it was three times the value of the actual swing set she was trying to buy. More than three times the value of the actual swing set she was trying to buy.
Insane.
And she's, you know, posted this online. It's gone viral. Basically, in a Facebook post, she said, how in God's name can they charge $4,466 for delivery? Big W are slowly losing my vote.
Slowly? Now, that's automatically lost
I
my
feel
vote.
Like that's a testament to how much mums love Big W. That she's been stung by almost $4,500 of a delivery fee and she's gone, oh, you know what?
Sure.
That's your first warning. Three strikes and you're out.
But also, how typical is that, the fact of like, oh, the postage is always more expensive than the item? Like, that happens a lot.
It's so stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Same as you. I can't believe that she's like, you know what? Maybe I'd do it one more time. But two more? No way. She still loves Big W, obviously.
Yeah.
The relationship isn't tarnished too much. So apparently the standard delivery for the same item was showing online as $7,858. This has happened to lots of other people as well.
Oh, has it?
Some people have reported a delivery fee of up to $50,000 for this swing set.
Who's paying for these delivery fees, though? Wouldn't you just say, oh, no, hang it?
Of course. You'd be like, no, of course not. But anyway, most of them were showing between $7,000 and $10,000. So it looks like this singleton mum actually got off fairly lightly somehow with $4,500. You're right, though. I feel like it would deter most people from the purchase.
Yes.
Seeing a delivery fee of $50,000 on a $1,000 swing set.
I don't understand what's happening here. Why is it so expensive?
Well, there is a couple explanations, right?
Okay.
I thought what we could do is play Big Company Blame Bingo.
Okay.
Because Big W have come out with an array of excuses for this, and I feel like they've ticked all the stereotypical boxes. So the first thing they said is the play set is sent via PlayPlum, which is a trusted partner and not by the Big W stores. So blame someone else. Tick.
Done.
That's the first one. The next thing they've done is they've said Singleton in the Hunter Valley, where the woman lives, is considered a rural area.
Yeah, okay. So
blame the customer.
Yep, okay.
Two votes.
Righto.
The other thing they've done is now they've claimed that an error on the website was to blame for the inaccurate delivery charges, which has now been corrected. Technical error. That's three. That's a bingo, baby.
Yeah.
We've got three in a row. It's outrageous, isn't it?
So which one is it then?
Oh, I don't know. I love how they always scramble, though, don't they?
Yeah.
They try and figure out, oh, what's the excuse we can use this time?
What's more believable?
They've gone down the classic big company, running big companies for dummies. They've bought that from Dimmicks. And I've gone, all right, here are the three steps we have to get away from this controversy. Anyway, if you are living in the valley, make sure you be careful and just double check those delivery charges.
Or just go into Big W, pick it up with your own car yourself. You won't be charged extra.
Well, there you go. Hot tips from Ari.
UFM. De Novo's. De Novo's.
Ari, you and I done for another day.
Done another dollar.
We're more than halfway through a week without Grevo.
How weird is it, though, when he's not here?
It feels like there is an empty space in my heart.
Yeah, empty space in the studio, that's why.
I feel like I'm Dennis Rodman. And you're Scottie Pippen. We're missing our Michael Jordan. You know, like I feel like we're doing our best to try and win as many games as we can and, you know, do it, you know, allow him to have a few days off with the injury or sickness in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But the show is a lot better with Crevo here.
He is the best.
We just miss him. I think from a personal aspect, I just like having him in this building.
Yeah, it's like when you don't see your friend because they've gone off to school camp over the summer or whatever it is. Yeah, and you're just missing him.
Anyway, you and I are having plenty of fun.
We always do.
We're done and dusted for the day. I think we do have some housekeeping to do. $100 fuel card to give away.
Oh, I think we might actually. I checked the books and we definitely do.
Where are we going to give it to?
All right, we're going to go to Kylie in Maitland for not giving up a seat. This, of course, comes after this lady bought two seats on a plane and the person next to her wanted to actually take her second seat for her 18-month-old. The woman stood up for herself and said no. Kylie in Maitland says the Australian spirit on a plane doesn't exist. We're lawless.
If you want to catch up on that whole conversation, you can hear it on the Novo's podcast, which is available Apple Podcasts, Spotify, newfm.com.au as well, which is the place to go for all the competitions, all the goodies, keep up with what we're doing.
All the information.
And speaking of competitions, don't forget that New FM's Trivia Temptation plays again today, right throughout the day. So Scott Shipley from Pell will be looking after you for your work day. Joel's got you for your 100% live and local drive home.
Perfect.
The more questions you answer correct, the more money you win on the station with only local winners. I guess we're done for the day, hey?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Fingers crossed, Craver will be back tomorrow. If not, Ari and I will once again hold down the fort.
Yes.
We'll see you then.
Catch ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.